Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. That's
so
way back machine. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, spinning platters and talking small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Brett Clay, brand spanking new, ink is still wet on the document that made him a PhD, worked his backside off to make this happen in human development. Brett, I know we've already congratulated you, but congratulations again. I know what a mountain that is to climb. I said, let me say this.
Thank you so much.
I don't have a PhD as in that kind of a PhD. I feel like I've got an asphalt PhD. But what you did, I have a lot of friends who've done it, and I know what they went through. And so congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
So we're talking about negotiating. We're talking about some of the tips, some of the fundamentals of negotiating, the imperative of negotiating. Brett, I like to tell the story about a few years ago. My mother was in the last years of her life, and her mind wasn't quite right. And I had a 3-year-old grandson. In one day, I had meals with both of them, and I was trying to convince both of them to take one more bite of peas. I was negotiating with them. We never stop negotiating, do we?
Exactly. We negotiate with everybody. We negotiate with ourselves, as you were saying earlier, trying to figure out what we really want.
And trust.
It's all around us.
Trust is something you were telling us about as we went to the break, how a lot of people don't associate trust with negotiating, but it's the foundation, isn't it?
It really is foundational. That's well said. You have to be able to talk and share your cards ultimately with the other, using a poker analogy, with the other side. And
the more you can earn their trust. How do you do that, though? When you tip your hand, aren't a lot of people, if they're not really good at this, if they're not confident in negotiating, don't you think they're kind of afraid to reveal too much? They don't know how much to reveal, so they don't want to get taken advantage of?
Absolutely. And so you have to do it. So there's a whole discipline in economics called game theory that studies mm-hmm. this. And what they recommend, and they've done lots and lots of experimentation and run lots of simulations on this, and what they recommend is you reveal one thing at a time. And so you share something that's low risk for you, and then you wait for the other side to reciprocate. Mm-hmm. If they reciprocate, then you do another one. If they don't, then you just stop. And that's why trust is built. It's literally constructed like a house, and it's also a house of cards, because mm-hmm. if you betray the other person's trust, bam, the whole trust just falls straight down.
Brett, I actually go into negotiations with a list. What are my throwdowns? What do I feel strongly about? What do I have that you're going to have to pay big time for? And what do I refuse to let go of? I mean, I've actually got it broken down into levels or items or whatever. And I encourage other people to do the same thing. And as you say, as trust reveals itself between the two parties, then that's when those levels start coming down, isn't it?
That's perfect. And then I would add to that not only just the obvious concrete things like red or price of $10, whatever. Add to that the emotional things, like what are your concerns that you're trying to address? What are your what do you want? Mm-hmm. What do you fear? What's your greatest fear, or what are some of the fears that you have that you're trying to you have walking into it? When the more you write those down, the better prepared you'll be to avoid an emotional ambush during the negotiation.
And also you have to watch and listen at the same time very closely, because the advantage, and I hate to try to sound like I'm trying to game this thing, but in negotiation, you know, everybody's trying to mount their own position. Anything that you know about what the other person is motivated by is an advantage for you. And if you'll watch them and listen to them close enough, and they are doing the same thing with you, you'll reveal in little ways what really motivates you, and therein lies where our negotiation will come together and we'll sign a contract. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. What you're talking about kind of gets to an underlying principle, which is the concept of distributive versus integrative negotiations. These are these terms that some of these negotiation scholars have invented decades ago. And we all think that we're negotiating over a fixed pie, and we're going to distribute the pieces among us. What this guy Yuri, in a famous book in 1991 called Getting to Yes, talked mm-hmm. about is the idea of integrative negotiation. So rather than just walking with the mindset that we're here as opponents trying to get something from each other, you walk in as collaborators trying to increase the pie and find out how to actually give more value to get the other side to get the value that they want.
Right, right.
So it's counterintuitive because we always think, oh, the pie is fixed. I have to divide this up. I have to be worried about the position I have and the advantage I have, the leverage I have with mm-hmm. this side. And many times that's the case. I mean, if you walk into a used car lot, okay.
Hey, Brett, that's
the dynamic of the game.
I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. Hey, Dr. Brett Clay. Brett, come back soon. Good job today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Dr. Brett Clay, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.